Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, my friends, we're back with Peter Tentler, and Peter is with Liberty Home Equity from San Diego and Irvine, and Peter's going to talk about reverse mortgages for retiring baby boomers, and we've been talking about this on the telephone quite a bit. He has a lot of great information. He wants to dispel some of the common misunderstandings and myths about them, and Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I really appreciate this, but please call me Pete.
Pete.
Got it.
Pete, we always like to start off by giving our listeners a sense of who our guests are. So could you give us a little bit about your background
Sure.
and tell us something about
Sure.
yourself?
Well, I've been in the residential lending industry since I graduated from college in Chicago way back in 1990. And from there, I started with a company called HFC. And they created their own reverse mortgage loan division back in 1994, which is when they moved me to Southern California to promote their financial product. So I've been doing reverse mortgages for some time now, and I know the reverse mortgage loan, how it works, the benefits they can offer to our senior-aged borrowers, age 62 and older, in our community. And I recently joined the Liberty Home Equity Solutions team, as I've been getting more inquiries about reverse mortgages than ever, and I wanted to be part of one of the industry leaders.
So tell us a little bit about Liberty Home Equity Solutions. What is their background?
Liberty Home Equity Solutions, Inc., also known as Liberty, formerly known as Genworth Financial Home Equity Access, Inc. We're one of the largest nation reverse mortgage lenders dedicated to educating our senior borrowers about the difference in reverse mortgage options available to them and providing loans that help them meet their financial and personal needs.
It is a confusing topic for a lot of people. I know there's been a lot of news back and forth for a lot of folks.
Right.
So who do you work with on a typical situation?
Well, our customers usually come from the referral sources, their centers of influence, which might be their financial planners, their CPAs, bankers, estate planning attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers are the senior community, the aging community, 62 and older.
62 and older, okay.
62 and older. They're looking for to obtain a reverse mortgage for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is to improve their monthly cash flow, eliminate their existing mortgage payment, have a safety net for unexpected expenses, or to defer drawing down on Social Security and tapping into the retirement savings early.
So these are folks that are, they have home equity in their homes, they're short on cash for various numerous reasons, and this gives them an opportunity to then tap into that cash. And how does a home equity conversion mortgage work?
Well, a home equity conversion mortgage, and sometimes it'll be called by the acronym HECM, but it's actually a reverse mortgage. That's how reverse mortgages began back in the 80s. It was called, and it still is called, a home equity conversion mortgage, but people commonly refer to it as a reverse mortgage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Same terminology.
Some people will get that confused and say, well, it's not a reverse mortgage. It's a HECM. Like, no, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A reverse mortgage, HECM, is a Federal Housing Administration insured loan that enables borrowers to have access a portion of their home equity and obtain funds without having to make monthly mortgage payments. However, the borrower must make sure they still maintain the home to FHA standards and pay property taxes and insurance. But this enables the borrowers 62 of age or older that have sufficient home equity the opportunity to get cash that they need to supplement the retirement income or help meet other needs of retirement needs.
So the need is open-based. It's not a specific need that they have to have
right.
for the cash. They just have to have equity in their home, and then this gives them a potential way to tap into that.
Correct.
And because I've heard a lot of different things back and forth about these things over the years, as we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the common misconceptions that you come across?
Great. That's a great question because I hear this often. Many believe that when you obtain a reverse mortgage, the lender owns the home. However, this is not true. The borrowers will retain the title and ownership during the life of the loan, and they can sell their home at any time. The loan will not become due as long as the borrower continues to meet loan obligations, such as living in their home as their primary residence,
mm-hmm.
maintaining the home according to the FHA requirements, and paying property taxes and homeowners insurance, just like you normally would.
So there's nothing out of the ordinary that people should be dramatically afraid of with these things. They're a tool to access funds that they're living in, basically,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, a lot of business owners that we work with and talk to are in a situation where they may not be able to get enough capital out of selling their business these days after taxes. So this can be an excellent way for them to look at least explore. It's one of these things that you always, you know, there's a lot of strategies and tactics you want to explore. They're not always going to work out. You know, I had heard one time that home equity conversion mortgage means that they lose the home when they die. Now, is that correct or is that wrong?
No, that's wrong. This is another common misconception. Their heirs can sell the home to pay off the loan or keep the home by paying off the loan, balance in full. So
that takes care of if they pass away. They can pay off the loan.
They can live in the home for as long as they desire.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And at no time can we say, hey,
I didn't know that.
The loan balance is, it's time for you to move out. As long as they maintain the property as their primary residence and pay their property taxes and insurance, they can live in the home forever.
That's good to know. Is it true that the borrower can live in the home as long as they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, again, as long as they make sure that this is their home, their primary residence. And when we say primary residence, the primary residence, some will say, well, what if we go to our vacation home during the winter months or during the summer months? And then they're away for 3 months. We can still do that as long as it's the primary residence.
And what happens if the loan balance exceeds the equity or the value of the property? I mean, things always are changing in that regard.
That's a common question from the CPAs or financial planners. The reverse mortgage is a non-recourse loan. Okay, if you sell the home to repay the loan, you or your heirs will never owe more than the loan balance or the value of the property, whichever is less. Furthermore, no assets other than the home must be used to repay the debt. So if they live longer than we expect, okay, and the loan balance actually exceeds the value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that the perfect storm, they live long.
Right. Nothing bad happens.
Nothing bad happens. Everything's great. And the housing has another correction. So suddenly the balance of the loan is greater than the home. Liberty is out of luck.
They're taking the risk there.
We're taking the risk there, and that's why it's FHA insured.
Oh, that sounds
so like we can't go after the heirs and say, well, we're going to go after the estate, other assets in the estate. That's what they mean by non-recourse.
Okay, so who else besides consumers should know about reverse mortgages?
Any financial advisor that has clients either currently in retirement or entering retirement should know about reverse mortgages. Being educated allows the advisors to inform their clients about all options available to them. It's important to note that a reverse mortgage isn't necessarily right for everybody. So when the financial advisor is looking at options for retirement, they can say you can keep your assets in place by taking out a reverse mortgage to supplement cash flow.
So give us again, who is eligible for a reverse mortgage?
Borrowers that are 62 and older and have sufficient equity in their home. Now, in this case, both borrowers, husband and wife, must be at least 62. Live in the home as their primary residence.
Okay, both have to be 62.
Right.
Okay. And live in their primary residence and anything else?
Maintain the property. Property taxes, property insurance, pretty simple.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Peter Tentler of Liberty Home Equity. And, Peter, when we come back, we'd like to ask you some real-life stories, tips and ideas and precautions so that our listeners can be well-planned.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you're a baby boomer. Did you know that there are over 12 million baby boomer business owners in the U.S.? And they all have one thing in common. Someday, every one of them will exit their business. And a large number of them want to exit in the next 5 years. What about you? What's your five-year plan? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we work every day with business owners like you. As your exit coach, we create a planning roadmap that your tax, legal, and financial advisors can all work together from as a team to help you reach your goals. Then we make sure the work gets done on a prioritized basis. This approach saves time and money. If you want to start the clock on your five-year exit plan, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774 for a free consultation. That's 866-370-3774. We'll help you find your exit.
All right, let's exit back to this discussion about reverse mortgages. Fascinating stuff here. A lot of stuff I didn't know, Bill.
Me too. Welcome back, friends. Just a quick reminder that to hear the highlights of this interview and to listen to all of the shared wisdom of our guests, please visit us online at exitcoachradio.com. I'm talking with Peter Tentler of Liberty Home Equity from San Diego and Irvine, California, and we're talking about reverse mortgages, some of the myths, some of the great features of it, and the potential for this as a planning tool for baby boomer business owners and other people that are looking to supplement their income with the reverse mortgage. Peter, welcome back. Can you give me some examples of how clients might be able to use a reverse mortgage?
Sure, there's lots of them, but I'll just give you a couple. One of our borrowers, their name was Sydney. He wanted to increase his and his wife's income a little bit just by making things a little more comfortable. Selling a house right now was not going to be easy to do, and if they sold their house, they'd end up having to rent. So that wasn't an option for the borrower, and they really didn't want to choose that anyway. The money from a reverse mortgage allowed them to live comfortably and remain in their home for the rest of their lives. Sydney used a reverse mortgage to improve their overall monthly cash flow. So it worked out great for them.
That's great. Do you have any other stories for us?
Yeah, there's another couple. They're really nice. This one's real interesting, that a lot of realtors look at this and they scratch their head and they're like, I didn't know we can do that. Don and Shirley were both 71 years old, and they wanted to move into a lower maintenance house. They worked with a real estate agent to sell their current residence and look for a new home that fits their needs. The real estate agent introduced the Don and Shirley to one of our reverse mortgage advisors, and we showed the buyers how they used the HECM for purchase, which is a reverse mortgage for purchase that could provide the funds they need for their home. So Don and Shirley used the proceeds from the sale of their home, used a portion of that as a down payment, and then used a reverse mortgage to finance the remaining balance on the loan, on the home, and now they have no monthly mortgage payments. They're in a lower maintenance home, a newer home, in a good community, no more mortgage payments.
I love it.
It worked out perfectly.
Well, that's fantastic. If you were to share with us, from your experience, what are a couple tips or ideas? When should someone take a look at this? When they have an inkling of when they should look into reverse mortgages?
Well, when you say they, there's a lot of theys. There's not just the borrowers, but also their advisors.
Right. Okay.
So if you're one of our active adults, 62 and older, that are seeing their financial planner once a year or their CPA once a year, those advisors should be taking a look at their overall portfolio as they normally do and ask, if you have any cash flow concerns, can we use your house? When do you want to move from your house? So those advisors, the CPAs, the financial planners, attorneys that are seeing that maybe the borrowers are depleting some of their retirement income.
Right.
Or maybe they're getting into a little bit more of declining health and some cash flow may be in jeopardy. That's when they say you may want to think about a reverse mortgage.
Once you start a reverse mortgage, and let's say we're in a rising home price environment, like mm-hmm. we're starting to, I don't know if, you know, it'll continue. We'll see what the government does next to us.
Yeah.
But would you be better off if you thought the market was going to rise, I don't know, say 5-10% to wait, because are you locking in your equity that you're able to tap into at that time?
Great question. And the answer is no, because if they get a line of credit, which most of our clients do, that available unused money on that line of credit will continue to grow percentage-wise per year. So waiting and hoping and keeping your fingers crossed that the values are going to continue to rise, what if interest rates rise? So that could hinder it too. So if the borrower takes out, if let's say they qualify for a $300,000 line of credit today, and they only borrow $50,000, the remaining $250,000 will always be available.
Okay, that's good to know.
And it can grow. Mm-hmm. So if they live in the home for another 20 years, that $250,000 plus growth will always be available to them.
Well, that's great to know.
Yeah.
Is there any, what's the minimum when someone should consider this? Is there a minimum amount on this? Or, I mean, is this something that's just ridiculous to even consider?
It's not going to happen in Southern California. but our minimum really hasn't even come up. So
okay.
It's not an issue.
What's the average that you see? Is it?
Well, in Southern California, the average appraised value is about $435,000. And depending on the zip code, it could be considerably more. But so I would say a loan amount of $250,000, $300,000.
Okay. When they take that, they're getting access to the lump sum at that point, or does it come out over a period of years? Or?
Okay. On the line of credit, the borrower can get that in a lump sum. They can get it in a monthly payment over a number of years or for the rest of their life, or just leave the line of credit available, or a combination of all three.
So they have flexibility.
They have a lot of flexibility on the line of credit, which is what a lot of people choose. So again, going back to the example where the borrower who is 62 will say, and this is when the financial advisor may come in and say, if you can defer your Social Security till the age of 70, then we get a reverse mortgage to give them some cash flow for those 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then when they defer it to 70, then it can be better distributed.
Okay. Well, that's great. Great to know. I didn't know that there was so much flexibility and options. It's really been a lot of great information. And I want to thank you for coming on and sharing so much. Now, if someone wants to get additional information about reverse mortgages, where do they turn?
They can turn to me. If anyone, borrowers or their advisors, would like more information or have a one-on-one discussion on the facts about reverse mortgages, you can call me at area code 858-999-1776, and I'll be happy to discuss all available options and opportunities.
Tell us that number one more time.
Area code 858-999-1776. Or they can email me at peter.tentler@libertyhomeequity.com.
Spell that out for us there, Peter.
Yeah, Peter is P-E-T-E-R dot, and then my last name is T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, L as in Lincoln, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, at libertyhomeequity.com. And I can email you slide presentations, material, myths and misconceptions, anything that you need, whether it's for you, whether it's for your parents, whether it's for your clients. We can get that to you quickly.
So you're open for all inquiries from anyone who wants to know more about this. We're talking with Peter Tentler of Liberty Home Equity in San Diego and Irvine. Peter, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been a lot of great information.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it. This was actually a lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate it as well. And friends, stay tuned. We're going to come back after a short break, and we're going to talk with our next guest in just a few minutes.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.